Dionne Warwick's version of I Say a Little Prayer. I know that's in the song set because it was right on top of the pile of music that I saw in her suite in her Park Lane hotel as we had our chat on Friday evening. It was lovely. She just arrived from doing her European dates and by her own admission was a little tired, but she was happy to sit on the couch and have a chat with us about just about everything, actually. Now, a frequent visitor to the UK, but does she like it?
Yeah, you know, I've been here so many times.
Yeah.
And I've been accused of being a Brit on occasion.
Have you?
Yes, I have. Often I come. And it's always wonderful. The people here have embraced me in the early 60s.
Yeah.
And they have not let me go, which is wonderful.
No, we don't do that. We get something that's good. We like to keep it.
Thank you.
So here you are. You're celebrating 50 years. Yeah. Surely you must sometime, you know, and I mean this in the most respectful way, get up in the morning, look in the mirror and think, I can't have done 50 years in this business.
I know. You know, it's amazing because when I first started, I felt, oh, well, okay, I'll give it about 10 years.
Yeah.
And that 10 turned to 20, and that 20 turned to 40,
yeah.
And all of a sudden here I am at 50. I must say I'm amazed. I really am that it has lasted this long, and that I have held up for as long as I have. And not only that, but my music has held up for as long.
No, sadly, it is going to outlive you because it'll be here forever, won't it? You know, so you'll be leaving that behind. When I was thinking about this, you were as a kid. Did you always dream of being a singer? Because I know that the music business was your family, wasn't it? Your dad was in the business. So did you always think that was what you were going to do, or did you have a dream to be something else?
Oh, no, I was going to be several things. I was going to be a ballerina, and I was very serious about that until I broke two of the tendon in my point foot. So ballet became an issue, a mood issue. And my talents transferred from my toes to my throat. But I come from a singing family, so music has always been a part of my life. I was going to teach. That's what I went to school for and earned my credentials to do.
Where you learned to read music as well, which gave you that edge when it came to the sort of defining moment of your career. But when you're looking back now, when did your professional career start? Was it that moment backstage at the Apollo in New York when somebody came back and said, can you come and do this?
No, it didn't start until 1962 when I recorded Don't Make Me Over. That's when it started.
Don't Make Me Over on Jazz FM. We have Dionne Warwick with us ahead of the start of her UK tour for Jazz FM on Wednesday in Gateshead. If you want to look at the details of where to see her around the UK, all you need to do is visit jazzfm.com/live and just sort out your tickets from there. So the relationship with Burt Bacharach and Hal David has been a lifelong one as well. Of course, it gave us songs that have taken on a life of their own. In fact, Dionne calls them her children. She doesn't really even like it when other people do them, to be honest with you. But I got to take us right back to the beginning of all of that with Burt Bacharach and Hal David.
Well, actually, I met Burt and Hal and started doing demonstration records of their works. So when they finally badgered me into recording, I finally did. And Lawrence Greenberg, who was the owner of Scepter Records, loved the voice, hated the song that they issued and sent to them for the Shirelles. And from that point to this, we have made some magical moments.
When was the last time you saw Burt and Hal? Because Burt's in his 80s now and Hal is 90.
Yes, he is. He'll be 91 this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Wow.
I think Burt will be 83 either this week or next week.
Yeah.
But they're both May guys. They're both Taurians. I saw Burt, of course, last week at the Gershwin Honors. And prior to going to Washington, D.C., I went by the hospital to see Hal.
Yes, because so Hal couldn't make it to the Gershwin Honors.
No, he didn't. But he's doing fine. He's home.
Great.
Thank God.
Yeah.
And making progress, which is a good thing.